Justin Zanuck update. I spoke to the Jazz general manager. This is Roundball Roundup on UtahJazz.com. I'm JP Chunga. I spent time with Justin, and he's going to explain what's going on with him. He has a surgical date for a kidney transplant tomorrow, and it's due to a genetic condition that he has called PKD. He'll explain exactly what that means in just a moment, but essentially, cysts build up in his kidneys and it affects their function. He found out about it because of a standard physical. He hadn't been in the doctor for a while, finally had his physical, and they discovered it. And if there's anything to take away from this talk, it's that. He didn't know he had this condition until a couple months ago. He only found out because he got that physical, and thankfully, they caught his PKD early. It allowed him to avoid dialysis as he researched options for what his life would look like. He found the living donor program. If he waited longer, it would have gotten to a critical point. And I know it's annoying to go to the doctor, but you just need to do it. Justin is going to be an advocate for PKD awareness. There's a phenomenal story with Woj on ESPN. And I can't wait to see him after the procedure. I can't wait. He's going to be here for draft workouts. I'll see him in the office in no time. I'll let him tell a story. So here he is, Justin Zanuck.
This job and running around, and I hadn't had a physical since 2015. Why? I felt okay. Never been sick in those 8 years. Never got COVID. You know, I eat pretty well. I sleep well. The job gets busy. So I kind of like self-diagnose. Like, I'm pretty good. If I don't feel good, I go to the doctor like most people do. It's when you feel good that you still should be going to the doctor. My wife had been telling me over the summer, this past summer, that she thought I was more tired. And I was like, well, of course I'm tired. I'd just gotten back from the World Cup, spent 10 days, you know, in Japan and the Philippines, and then came home for 2 weeks and then went back out to Australia for the NBL Blitz, the beginning of their season. Was out there for about 8 days. And then I had promised her as soon as I got back from Australia that I would go ahead and get a physical. And I said, of course I'm tired. I'm a NBA general manager, and I've been across the Pacific twice and flown 25,000 miles over the period of 3 weeks. So did the physical. Everything was really, really good, except for one thing. My heart was good. My blood pressure's low. Lungs are clear. Skin's good. Did the stress test, all that, except for my kidney function. And I kind of knew it from my family history. My dad was transplanted almost 21 years ago, still alive, doing great, in good health. He has a genetic disease called PKD, which stands for polycystic kidney disease. And I kind of always knew that I'd have to deal with it. Never knew that I actually had it, but knew that that could be a possibility. And the blood test that came back from the physical confirmed that my kidney function was at 14%. If anybody listening out there and watching this, 14% is out of a scale of 100. That is not good. That is technically kidney failure. So obviously the doctors were surprised. I still felt the same. I hadn't had any events that would make me feel like I needed to go to the doctor. But I now knew what that was like. So I ended up doing a bunch of research. You know, your first thoughts are like, what's going to happen to me? You know, what's dialysis like? When's that going to happen? Transplant, all those things, you know, run through your mind. But my support group, my wife, my kids, my family, what we were able to do is immediately start meeting with a nephrologist, and very grateful for him. His name's Dr. Fuad Shihab. Ran the transplant clinic here at the University of Utah for 30 years and then switched over to caring for patients pre-transplant. And we went through the process, and the biggest thing for me was to try to preserve my kidney function until we figured out what we wanted to do. And what we wanted to do was, you know, get a transplant. Thankfully, over the last 6 months, my levels have been stable. It's allowed me to perform my duties and continue to, you know, help run the team with Danny and Will and Ryan and, you know, do some really good things this year. The medical stuff hasn't ever prevented that from me being able to do my job. But there were a lot of things that we needed to do and learn about organ donation, transplant. And I think a lot of people just assume like organ donation is the box you check on your driver's license and, you know, if something happens to you. But what's really cool about medical technology now and science, and it's been going on for a while, is a living donor transplant, where someone that is a match for you based on blood type and a lot of other antigens and factors. And I'm a deputy nephrologist now. I'm not an actual nephrologist. But finding that match can be hard. The living donor option, if we can make it happen, was the best option, because when people hear about the donor list, that's what's called a deceased donor list. And the average waiting time for someone that's in kidney failure waiting for a kidney is about 3 to 5 years. So you have over 90,000 people in the United States that are in kidney failure in need of a kidney. And so as much as the medical technology and science has advanced, there's still a great need out there. So the National Kidney Registry, along with the National Kidney Foundation and lots of different hospitals around the country, created a program a while ago called, you know, basically through the National Kidney Registry, where you could find someone who would donate on your behalf, even if they were not a match. And then because of that donation, you could go out and get paired up with another donor recipient pair or another good Samaritan who's donating his kidney and find the best match. So this system has allowed people access to better outcomes from organ transplant, because it's not just your, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you're just the people that you know, the people that in your circle. What's unfortunate with the genetic disease is that my family, which is usually a 50% chance of having a great match, weren't going to be eligible. My brothers more than likely have it. You know, my kids, because it's a genetic disease, more than likely have it. So those weren't going to be options for me. So it was going to be me being okay with talking about it. And in my job and in my career, I've always been a fixer. I've always been the one that helps fix everything else, and support. So it was hard for me at the beginning to talk about me needing to be fixed and needing help. But once I got over that, through a lot of help with my wife, I started talking about it internally with our Jazz family and my family and friends. And the support and response was just humbling. I had a lot of people that you don't ever expect just saying, hey, I'll go get tested for you. And through that process, because I had motivated people in my corner, and I had to do a bunch of things to be eligible to be a transplant candidate, because everything else in my body, I'm a otherwise healthy 49-year-old male. Ironically, I'm an excellent transplant candidate. I didn't want to be one in the first place, but I guess that's good. And so the process was able to move along quickly because we did what the doctors told us to do to become eligible, all the tests, everything else. And I had some very, very motivated donors who they have to go through a bunch of tests, because when you, if you decide to be a donor, an organ donor, and you can live a long, long life, a very normal life on one kidney, which is about what I'm about to do, you get your own medical team. So they want to make sure that the donor is absolutely healthy and can do that. And so through that process, being motivated to do it really helps kind of speed it up. And so I got news about 3 weeks ago that one of the donors who was donating on my behalf or wanted to donate on my behalf, was cleared. He was not a direct match for me, but he wanted to donate his kidney to help me. And I now have a surgical date, April 2nd. They went into the registry, and there is a donor who is as good of a match as if it was from my own family that is donating because of the need of how many people need kidneys. And so April 2nd, I have a kidney transplant. It's humbling. I'm grateful for the care and the team that I have at the University of Utah. And most importantly, just really motivated for my friends and my family who have gone and decided to do this for me. It's a huge gift. Mm-hmm. The science of it, as you learn about it, it's really crazy. So a lot of the things that I like to talk about is not actually what this is, but what this isn't. Because there's a lot of assumptions of what people think organ donation is, or think what a transplant is, or, you know, can you live your own life? Can you live a good life? Yes, I can live the same life that I have right now for a lot longer now. The recovery, you know, everything going well, and that's because they've started to optimize the matching with kidneys, and the pharmaceutical part and edge that they have is they've continued to develop anti-rejection drugs. They're supposed to kick me out of the hospital in 3 to 4 days. And then there's the recovery from the actual surgery, the incision and things like that. But mainly getting the levels right and the drugs right, because I'll be on anti-rejection drugs my entire life. That balancing part, but things go well. They say I can be back to work in 3 weeks, which is amazing. I mean, just the idea that, you know, people can donate an organ that's not for me, and that I can have up to 30, 40, 50 years if this all goes well.
I think the biggest concern is you're still going to be around. You're still going to be working. You're still going to be doing your job here after surgery and after you're done with this transplant.
Yeah. I'm excited. The great support I've gotten from the Jazz that allows me to continue to do the things that I love, and that's helping this organization try to win a title. The scheduling of it really makes a lot of sense. We're about to finish the season. We'll have exit interviews and other things that I've basically been doing a little bit earlier this year. And then I'll be back before the combine when all of our pre-draft stuff. So this kind of month between the end of the season and when we start our pre-draft process is a perfect time for me to recover and come back and start watching workouts and be a part of the group.
No one's asking you to do this, but why are you being public with this?
I think for me, there was a lot of things that I didn't know about this. And the more I learned about it and learned about how many people are in kidney failure, how common it is, I think the other thing is that it's not only just kidney disease, but there's others that can be silent killers. And so the lesson that I've learned, especially as you get older in your 30s and your 40s and your 50s, that it's really, really important to get a physical every year. There are just so many things that if you know that doctors and science and medical personnel can address, but you don't know, you don't feel, I didn't feel any different. Mm-hmm. I didn't, you know, you go and talk to everyone here, like a lot of people that don't know about this are going to be shocked when this podcast comes up. I was like, what are you talking about? He's been in kidney failure for 6 months mm-hmm. and he's here in the office every day. I'm not like limping around, passing out, like I'm doing my job. And if I hadn't gone to the doctor, I would have just kept doing what I'm doing. And then it could have gotten even more emergent if I hadn't. And something could have happened where you have much more severe symptoms, and then that's probably when I would have gone to the doctor. Let's call that 3 or 4 months from now. Mm-hmm. And then you're on emergency dialysis, which is very, very hard on your body, and then you start this process. So because it was, even though I probably should have known like 8 years ago, 7 years ago, 6 years ago, knowing now allowed my family and I to attack the process of trying to figure out what the best options were, especially while I still feel good. That's the main thing. And I think the other part is for people that, you know, with regard to organ donation, kidney transplants are one of those gifts that you can give to people to prolong their lives while you're still alive. And it was really interesting of just learning about the process and how streamlined it is and how it's been able to optimize outcomes for patients to extend their lives in a very full and fulfilling life. So those are the main two things that I want people to know about and I want to share. So for people to know about genetic diseases, but also know about kidney failure in general and anything else that could be going on, it's like, go see your doctor. Go see him once a year. And it's a pain sometimes. We're all busy, and especially in these jobs and in professional sports, we're in an environment where we all think we're invincible. We've got some of the best athletes in the world that we're trying to create peak performance, and there's always something in the NBA going on, whether off season is really my season, the season of what, you know, it's day by day, and we have family and we have kids and we have our careers, and sometimes it's easy to just put that to the side about our own health, especially if we feel okay. And the best thing you can do to take care of yourself is to go have someone take a look. Do it once a year.
A physical saved your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
What support have you felt from the Jazz during this time?
I mean, I'm not even sure I can put it into words, JP, of the love and support of, you know, we've always worked really, really well together. Ryan and Danny and Will and myself, you know, we always make our decisions together. We're always all in. And when once I knew enough to be able to share it with them, they were all in on supporting me and whatever I needed to do with my family. And then obviously the staff and the people here in basketball operations and on the business side as well that I've shared this with, it's been nothing but, you know, how can I help? What can I do? What do you need? We want you here. We want you here for a long time. I'm like, me too. I would like that. So just feeling that support allows you to go through stuff that's hard. You know, having your own family, you know, my family is a rock, but this Jazz family has been a rock for me too.
Is there anything else you would like to say about the diagnosis and how you're feeling now?
I feel good. Surgery is 2 weeks from yesterday, so April 2nd. Got a few appointments that I have to do to go get ready. The main thing is just to continue to feel good and try to be strong beforehand, because there is, you know, it's as short as the recovery is and what they say on paper, there's still a lot of stuff that I'm going to go through, but having the support of the Jazz and the community and my family is makes it a lot easier to go through.
Justin, thank you so much for being open and for sharing this to everyone.
Appreciate you, JP.